Hey, long time no see. How's my favorite bounty hunter doing? Seems like life's been treating you good. Hope my products have been doing the same. How am I doing? I'm doing great. Traveling around the country has its perks, especially in the weapon selling business. You know what they say, when life gives you lemons. You make lemonade, exactly. And then you open up a lemonade stand at 22 to get away from your drunk dad. Turns out, you're a natural at selling weapons. Comes with the charm. Come on, I want to show you the new toys I got. Thankfully, Freddy let me set up shop in the back. Not bad, huh? Freddy says that a bunch of bounty hunters came by looking for me since I left. It's nice to know how much of an impact I left. It's definitely better than coming home to dear old dad. So, shall we get started? What's with the rose on the side? This is the Rosetta 28. The classic pistol with the twist. Recoil's almost non-existent with this thing. It's got a 15 bullet capacity, a sweet grip for slippery situations, and it traces your bullets too. So it makes it look like you're using a stormtrooper blaster. Only downside is, the frame's pretty heavy. It's from Anderson's Weapons in Florida. There's a few bounty hunters stationed there. Oh, Florida's beautiful. I loved it there. Although, the sun was a bit too much for me. I was there for a month or two before I was back on the road again. What? Is it my car? Laugh all you want, but that Odyssey has gotten me out of some bad situations. Evaded the police a few times in that thing while I was traveling across the country. Oh yeah, best believe it. I could go from 20 to 60 in a matter of seconds. I had to change my license plate about 4 or 5 times already. They still think I'm in Texas, which is actually where I got this. I know the color can be deceiving, but no, it's not a Nerf gun. This is the infamous Provoker shotgun. Semi-automatic with a fine grip on the handle. The paint job was a creative choice by the gunsmith for some reason. Why is it infamous? Apparently, after the gunsmith from Leatherface Armory sold the gun, the buyer decided to shoot up the armory. No one ever found out why he did it, but miraculously, the owner of the shop survived. But he was forced to close his door shortly after that. Because of that incident, people looked all over the black market for it once it was taken from police custody. This baby is one of a kind. You like hearing me talk? Well, when it's about guns, I hope you like hearing me talk. Whoa, it is not to be carried. I was just showing it off to you. I'm not selling it. I won this at an auction for like $100,000. I barely had enough to even afford it. I'm surprised it wasn't stolen from me. Or that I didn't end up stealing it. Relax, I'm just joking. But seriously, it's not to be carried around like a normal shotgun would be. Hey, give it back. That's $100,000 you're not giving back to me, you know. What? What do you want me to say? Please? Can you please, 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 please give it back? Thank you. Can't believe you. The only provoker shotgun in the world, and you were handling it like a toy. Well, I'm sorry for getting so tense towards you. I guess over the past year, I haven't really had many social interactions, let alone with someone as trusting and familiar to me as you. Remember the good old days? You being a novice bounty hunter and me being a novice arms dealer. I remember when you still had that silent pistol. While unique in its own right, he wanted more. He wanted something unique. So, you approached me. God, that was so long ago, and yet feels like it was just yesterday. Hmm? You have something to tell me. You want a new weapon? I've got a new AR you can try. What are you doing? Why did you grab my hand? You don't want a weapon. Then what do you want? You want to ask me out? On a date? Are you pulling my leg? Seriously, I feel like you're pulling my leg here. You've got to be joking, right? Wait, you're serious? How long have you had these feelings for me? Ever since I left. You felt this way for a whole year? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you try to call me, at least? It wasn't the right time. I still feel like you should have told me because I have feelings for you too. For quite a while now, actually. I felt this way towards you for the past 2 years, but I guess we were both too scared to say anything. It's just scary, you know? I've never liked anyone like this until you came into my life. You helped me come out of my shell. You advertised my business when you didn't need to. And you helped me get away from my dad. I never really got to thank you for all that you did for me. And I should have. I really should have. And I'm sorry I didn't thank you sooner. I like you. I really like you. And I'd be more than happy to go on a date with you. So, where did you want to go out and eat? Mikey's. Oh, yeah, a pineapple pizza would be so good. I'm kidding. I would love to go to Mikey's, though. How does next Friday sound? Great. Are you going to pick me up in your car, or are we going in mine? I'm kidding again. We better go in yours. Oh, hey, I gotta take this. Hello? Yeah, why? Okay, I'll meet you there. Hey, listen, I've got an errand to run. I'm sorry I couldn't stay any longer. But I'll see you next Friday, okay? And hey. Next time I see you, the lips are next. See you Friday.